you know, I just got done, you know, thinking pretty much about the future, you know, what's going to happen and what all might come, you know, through our lives. And I got to thinking what's going to happen in 2012, you know, is the Mayan prediction of the, you know, world ending going to come true, like all their predictions on solar eclipses did, or is it just going to blow by like 666 did? Of course, you know, maybe they predicted when our world, like, you know, the way we live it, stuff like that's going to change and, you know, something new's going to come about. Maybe looking at technology since maybe not in doomsday style stuff. I mean, you know, they've been pretty accurate so far as far as solar eclipses go. You know, they're pretty much dead on every time, right to the very second. And, you know, they just want to know. You know, it seems that they just up and left their society once they made that prediction on 2012. I mean, obviously, they weren't abducted by aliens, like some people think. Because, you know, we got Mayan ancestry. Of course, unless that's just because maybe some of them left the society before they all vanished, you know. I mean, where did they go? We know that there's people around here that do have Mayan blood in them, and they did leave their next generation up here behind. One makes me think about where the ancestors go. What happened to the ancestors? No grave sites have been found. You know, everything, they burned everything they had. I mean, maybe that they find some secret place that they continue to dwell in this very day, or maybe they found some hidden city that we just don't know about yet and all died. I don't know. I mean, who knows? They haven't found nothing. Where'd they go? So if we didn't find no graves, you know, where'd they all go? I'm just kind of curious as to what makes all these mysteries happen. Is it, you know, well, I think maybe it's God. Maybe just like we've been waiting on, all us Christians been waiting on for so many years, is maybe it happened to them. Maybe they got, you know, had a resurrection, or maybe there's another rapture during their time. You know, we wait this very day for the rapture to happen, and maybe it happened then. Maybe that's where they all went. But then, why would they burn their stuff? Why would they burn all their books and scriptures and scrolls or whatever they used to, you know, share knowledge on? You know, besides writing stuff on walls. Like, I think, what was it? Whatever you call it. Anyways, I'm just some thoughts here. And what do you think?